for connecting caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because you know I got plenty of that, on the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny.
Hey, what's happening?
It's a little nippy outside.
A little bit.
A little bit nippy. It's only going to be in the 60s for a few days. My cousins in Canada wish they had the 60s.
Oh, it was such a great having. We had a great time with them while they were here.
But it took them 12 hours to get home and the snow up there.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not looking forward to that. But it was a great week. I did that event at St. Catharines. I was the speaker, and the topic was the signs to look for when it might be time to move your loved one into assisted living or memory care. And we had the virtual dementia tour there. And memory screenings, too, thanks to Meridian. But I got to tell you, my caregivers that came to that were like, oh, my goodness, Linda. I'm so glad I came to this. I'm so glad I got to experience this. It's actually like a dementia simulation. So we're going to be doing another one at St. Catharines January 29th. You'll be hearing from me, guys, and a whole bunch of other good stuff that's coming up. It's like I say to caregivers, the more education you have, it's the best. And you need to come out to these seminars and learn, because it'll make your caregiving journey just so much more compassionate. So much more understanding,
yeah.
Not just for the person you're caring for, but for yourself, too. I think it's really important. And our wonderful guest, Miss Rose Incoria, who was on the show last week, she's 95 years old.
You're kidding me.
She came. She's the bomb. She's the bomb. So it was good to see you, Miss Rose. So we have some special guests on the show today. We have Dr. John Gaudino.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Welcome. We're glad you're here today.
Thank you.
And we have our veteran, Becky Moultrie.
Good morning, Lynn.
From Assisting Hands. We're glad that you're here today. Before we start talking on the show today, I want to talk about the... First, I want to welcome our newest listeners. We have Sandy in Boston, Kim in Valrico, and Martine in Black Forest, Germany.
Welcome.
Ooh, so welcome to the show. You know, I say there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table. You can listen to us live on Facebook or YouTube or on AM/FM, and we're now pending with iTunes. So starting next week, you'll be able to hear us with iTunes, and then shortly after that, iHeartRadio and everything else. So you get to hear us everywhere.
Very nice.
Everywhere. So I want you to go to the website, lyndaburhans.com, and I want you to nominate someone for the caregiver contest. Caregivers, every caregiver that gets nominated to the contest wins something. And then we have one big winner, and that will be in December. And the winner gets 8 hours of respite care from either Arden Courts, Assisting Hands Home Care, or Maria's Adult Daycare. And you get a facial and a massage and a dinner and whatever the swag we have. We have a radio.
Books.
We got a radio this time. We got some books. We have
a radio so they can listen to us.
So they can listen to us. So please, just go. It's so simple. And every caregiver, when they get acknowledged, it's like it just makes the world of difference to them. The world of difference.
Week is, well, it's Caregiver Month, right?
National Family Caregiver Month is November.
So the Today Show, they do makeovers on Thursdays, and they had two caregivers getting makeovers.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was so awesome, and they were just so happy to have it, you know, because they looked a little bedraggled.
Yeah. Needed a little love.
Yeah, they looked great, so that was good. So next year, we're doing it on Ellen.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
We're working for it. Caregiver came into my support group the other day for the first time, and I asked her why she was there, and she said, because my doctor suggested it, which just thrilled me that a doctor was actually taking the time to suggest that. And she said, well, so what do we do here? And I said, we talk and we share, and we exchange tips and resources and everything. She said, well, what kind of tips? So I thought for a second, I said, all right, here's a tip. I don't know if you need this tip, but this is my tip. if you need to take your loved one to the doctor's on Friday, don't tell them on Monday. Because they're going to be asking you all week long, when is it time to go to the doctor's? When is it time to go to the blah, 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 blah. She said to me, oh my God. She said, last week it was 2 o'clock in the morning. My husband got up and got dressed to go to the doctor's 3 days in advance.
So I said, good tip.
Yeah, so I said, honey, the tip is don't tell them to an hour before. She said, oh, I never thought of that. I never thought of that. So it's a little tip, if you've never thought of that, that really can change your entire week.
Yes, it can.
So, Becky, Doc, what do we want to talk about here today?
What do you guys want to talk about?
Well, I'd like to talk about Arden Courts.
Let's do it.
We're all affiliated with Arden Courts. I feel like I'm an Arden Courts employee almost. I love Arden Courts. And you work closely with Arden Courts. And tell us what you do with them.
I'm the medical director at Arden Courts of Largo, Seminole, and Tampa. Been doing that for about 8 months. So it's a passion of mine to focus on the memory care residents.
And they do such a good job at Arden Courts.
They do a great job. It's a tough business, as you guys know. It's difficult dealing with dementia clients in general, but they do a great job.
And you have a new program that you're working with Arden Courts with, Becky, right?
Right. So we're working with the Arden Courts in Seminole location particularly. And when they bring a new resident in, we bring a caregiver in for one-on-one for their first 4 or 5 hours that they're in the setting, just to help them get acclimated, get into the social
and let their loved one go home.
Yes.
Because that's very hard for them, you know, especially that first day when you bring your loved one, you know, your loved one's staying there.
And to leave them alone in the room, it breaks your heart.
You know what? They're not alone because they got somebody with them, and we got this. And we're going to love them, and we're going to take care of them and make sure that all their needs are met.
Yeah, it's so important. It's so important.
What I try to do with all the new resident families when they come into Arden Courts is I like to meet them each in the front of the building and really go over expectations. It's shocking to me how few people have been explained, what is dementia? What can I expect?
Right.
Go over simple things like, do you want all 18 pills that they're on? Is that something you want? And what can you expect? And they end up crying half the time.
Yeah.
Because no one's taking the time to listen. Yeah, it's shocking to me.
And they're overwhelmed.
They're
just so overwhelmed. And there's no one person to sit down and say, that's what's the good part about the support groups and things like that. We can talk together. We can find out what they need. And then we can make that referral. Yep. And I feel so blessed to be in this Tampa Bay area because we are surrounded by professionals that want to do the right thing and really want to make a difference in our community. And that's huge because they don't have that everywhere.
And we were speaking earlier, you know, it's not just taking care of your loved one with dementia. Folks have a spouse. They have children. Children have problems. It's all of that stuff. And it's hard to deal with it all.
Yeah. And it's the whole just what the world is like today. Mm-hmm. There are grandparents taking care of their children, their grandchildren,
true.
But really the grandchildren are taking care of the
That's
grandparents.
True.
But
yes.
We don't want anybody to know that, because if they find that out, they may take the grandchildren away.
So true.
So there are caregivers everywhere doing all sorts of different jobs. But the caregivers, what we focus on is taking that breath, getting that education. Because once you get that education, it's better.
It's power. Education is power.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are some tips we want to talk about with caregiving now with the holidays coming up? And I also want to talk to you, Doc, too, because you do a lot of rehab stuff, too, right?
That's correct.
So we're involved. A lot of us are involved with the Fall Prevention Committee,
okay,
which I think is wonderful. Did you hear about the documentary they had about a play called Saving Claire?
I have not.
And it's a great show, and it's about a woman that falls.
Very
and of course,
problem.
She's going to still jump out of the bed after that, and she doesn't need physical therapy and blah blah. In the end, it's not such a good thing that happens. But they do humor with it, and they talk about getting rid of the throw rugs, you know, and all that stuff that we have to, because the fall can be the end.
Yep.
The end.
Right. So you know, talking about the holidays, it's interesting. People have traditions in their families, and you want to hold to those traditions. And I just encourage families to keep it simple when it comes to the holidays. We worked with a family recently that everybody normally comes over to Nana's house, and Nana cooks,
right.
And all the daughters come, and the sons come, and the grandkids come, and Nana cooks in the kitchen. Well, Nana can't do that anymore,
right.
And it's overwhelming. And so
just having all those people in the house is overwhelming.
Right. So Dad said, you know, we still need to have Christmas. Because the girls were all like, you know what, Dad, let's move it to my house this year. And he said, no, no, no. This may be Nana's last Christmas in the house with us. I want it here. So the concession they made, and it's all about making concessions, is they decided, because Nana always wants to cook in the kitchen, let's cater it in this year. That way Nana's not going to get agitated that other people are cooking in her kitchen. So they catered it in. Now, Nana was a school teacher. And Nana liked to orchestrate things. So what they've decided is they're going to set up a station on the porch for Nana, and they're bringing the crafts. They're bringing one thing at a time for Nana to do so she can have the grandkids all around her doing what she's good at.
Yeah.
The other thing that we made the suggestion to the family is let's pick one person in the family or bring in a caregiver. And like a professional caregiver to help for the day, and make sure that somebody's there as Nana's assistant. So when we start to see Nana's getting a little fidgety in her seat, it may be time. She hasn't been to the bathroom in 2 hours. Let's go take Nana to the bathroom. Let's say make sure we have a bathroom clear for Nana to get to.
Yes.
So that we're making sure that it's a great day for Nana and it's going to be a great day for everybody.
That's marvelous. And I think the point, too, which I talk about all the time, is if you can set up a quiet area or a quiet room somewhere in your house during the holidays is good, too, because it might just get a little overwhelming for Nana at one time, and she just needs to go in there for a little while by herself, just like you would put a baby down for a nap in the middle of the Christmas afternoon or whatever. And then maybe sometimes just people going in one-on-one with Nana.
Yeah.
And because, if I may add just two things to this. One is trying to keep a routine for these folks is really, really important. Yes. I know it's hard during the holidays. Lord knows it's a crazy time. The second thing, especially with women in general that are older, if they're used to preparing the meal, even if you cater it, trying to get them involved with doing something in the kitchen that's familiar with them, sometimes really lowers their stress level. Even if it's just little preparation.
It could be peeling potatoes.
Anything, just anything, so they feel like they're in there doing what they're used to doing.
Have her fold the napkins.
Yep.
Have her get the utensils out. The simple things, you know, but that's her kitchen.
A lot of times people think you're doing too much work. You're making them do work. You shouldn't look at it that way. Get them engaged with stuff. A lot of behaviors are because people act out. They're bored. You know, get them engaged.
Well, this is the complaint I hear all the time. My mom just sits in the chair because you took everything away from her.
That's exactly right.
And
exactly
we have to remember, who are we serving here?
Yep.
It may be much easier for me to peel the potatoes, and I can do it a whole lot quicker. Maybe it's going to take Nana an extra half hour to do it, and maybe there's going to be potato peels on the floor, but who cares?
Right.
But that was Nana's purpose. Nana's purpose was to serve her
family. Especially in the day.
Especially
and
that day.
So don't take that away from her.
And that generation.
Yep. And another thing is, when you have other individuals over at the house, do a little education before the holiday. It's very, very common for people to pick an argument with Nana because she says, you know, it's Easter or it's July.
Right.
Fighting with them, and a lot of folks just
don't
know.
Well, she says, I hate that shirt you have on.
Right.
Because Nana might not be as sweet as she was before.
Yeah, arguing with them is a dead end street. You'll just raise your anxiety level and their anxiety level. So try to avoid it.
Yeah, because nothing really matters with it.
No.
Really, nothing really matters. I had a woman, I've told this story before, but I think it's worth repeating, and this was a while back, and she moved down to Florida. Her mom had passed away. She's going to take care of her dad. Her dad had Alzheimer's. She didn't even know what Alzheimer's was. He had been newly diagnosed, but he was pretty advanced. And so she tells me she's going to light up the entire house. I'm like, not a good idea unless you want him jumping out the window or something like that. And so we all boiled down to, I said, is he still eating well? And she said, yeah. And I said, make all his favorite foods. And I said, tell me something you used to do when you were younger, or they used to play board games. I said, bring the board game. I said, and then after dinner, after you have your dessert, look at the photo albums. And she goes, he won't know anybody in the pictures. Said, I don't care, take him out anyway. So I meet her after the holiday. She said he like scoffed down all the food. He like kicked her behind 5 times in the board game. She said, and we got to the pitches, Linda, and I told you he wouldn't know any of the people. But guess what, Linda? He knew every car.
Yep.
And as she said it out loud to me, she goes, I don't even know if he was telling me the truth. Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
You're funny what the men's priorities are.
Cars. Yep, that's right.
Well, the car always looks the same, you have to figure. The woman changes.
Yeah.
You know, that brings up a point, Linda, is one of the things I wrote down for tips for caregivers to prioritize and let the little things go. I know this sounds crazy, but I can't tell you how many times I'll have a family member come into me and they'll say, can you explain to me why my mother has got a piece of cake for her lunch? You know, her cholesterol is 214. I go, she's 90 years old. She weighs 82 pounds. It's one of the few pleasures she gets.
She can still taste that sugar.
I mean, just, you got to let some things go, yeah, and you got to look at the bigger picture. And mm-hmm. sometimes people get so focused on, well, you know, what about her cholesterol or what about her sugar? I'm like,
years old.
I agree, but not everyone sees it. You got to educate people. Yeah. They don't see it that way.
Because my husband at the end, he just lived on Entenmann's Donuts. He'd say, oh, I'd like a hamburger. And I'd make the hamburger again. I think donuts.
The powdered ones or those little white ones?
And he had diabetes and he had everything.
What are you going to do?
But I said, enjoy.
Yeah, that's what my mother. My mother would have to take like two bites of her dinner. She just wanted the dessert. I don't care.
And Linda, you know, you mentioned a great point. Having a photo album, I stress this so often. You don't know. It could be the background, the house. It could be the farm they grew up on. It could be
the
a
dog.
Car. It could be a dog. But it engages them with something, and it keeps them busy, and that's so crucial.
And what are the kids going to do in 50 years from now?
Those photo albums.
I know, it's, you know, some people do the electronic stuff with their older one, but they have
but that, you need some hard copies.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. That's yeah. Oh, and another tip, okay? So if it's coming to the point where your loved one is starting now to forget names, and now everybody's going to come to the house, and, you know, little Mary might get a little upset if Grandma doesn't remember her name. Or older Mary might get upset if Grandma doesn't remember her name. If you have a photo of yourself when you were younger, pin it on your shirt. Pin it on your shirt, because sometimes Grandma can see that and make that connection then.
Yep.
Not all the time, but many times. And if she doesn't, if she calls you Judy or something else, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You just want to be there with her. So you don't need to correct her. You can just say, and you know what another good thing is? As you approach her, as you walk up to her, hi, Nana, it's me, Mary. Yep. I say that to my relatives, but I say, hi, Uncle, it's me, Linda, your favorite niece.
You said it keeps saying that, right? You can probably get in there, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, just give them that prompt. Give them that prompt. Because I see people, and it makes me so upset, they're like in Nana's face, you know, it's me, Mary, Mary, yep. You know me, Mary, your daughter. Well, would you do that to an 18-month-old?
And I agree, and I, when you approach someone like that, it's, I think it's so underutilized, tactile stimulation. If it's a guy, again, this generation in particular, a handshake. They're familiar with it.
Yeah.
They know what it means. It exhibits friendship. You shake their hand. They'll oftentimes just put their hand out automatically. You introduce yourself. Get in their line of sight at the same level. I'm so-and-so. I'm your son, John. Shake their hand. It lowers their anxiety immediately. With a woman, I always try to hold one of the hands. It's shocking how much it does. Just to stroke their hand as you're talking to them. Brings them right down.
Who doesn't like that?
It's just something that, you know,
And they don't get
amazing.
Touched that much anymore.
No, nope.
And is it true that their sight is really more...
Their sight, of course, my sight is as what it used to be. But yeah, it gets less and less. And, you know, people forget that, you know, once you get, you know, past water, food, shelter, it's tactile stimuli, it's intimacy. People forget about that. And I'm telling you, you've all seen it. When you give a baby doll to an older woman who's got dementia,
yeah.
Even though they may not recognize anyone in their family, they know how to hold that baby and they cradle it. It's incredible to me.
It's instinctual.
It's incredible to me. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, because some things don't go away.
Absolutely.
And holding their hand and going for a walk is magical. And it's easy. And it's free.
It's so easy.
It doesn't cost anything. Yep.
It's so easy. I had a caregiver tell me one time, I'm into taking photos. I take a photo every morning. I post it on Facebook, Good Morning 7-All. I email it to some people. And my husband can't do anything anymore. I'm like, can he walk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I go, do you have a phone? Yeah. Has a camera on it? Yeah. I said, so what if you take a walk every day and take a picture of a flower?
Yep.
You think you could do that? And wow, then you could go home and you could show the picture and you can talk about it and whatever. You think you could do? Yeah, I think I could do that.
A lot of stuff that I do during the day is education. I'll see a lot of private caregivers who've been hired by family members, and I walk in the room and they're on their iPhone, and the person's sitting in the chair. And especially people who are very ambulatory, I said, you know, getting them outside, number one, in the sun, so their sleep cycle gets better. You know, get them out in the sun. Burn off energy. People who've had young kids, you got to burn that energy off. Oh, dear Lord, you know, burn it off so that at night, less sundowning, better sleep habits, and that keeps their weight down, less joint pain, all these things. And it's easy. Yeah. Hold their hand and go for a stroll outside. We live in Florida. It's beautiful outside.
Yeah.
Except for today.
And comparatively speaking, that's right. It's not so that's bad. Right.
And you know what? Sometimes just take them to the supermarket with you.
Yep.
I know it's so much easier for you to run in and get whatever you want to get and everything. But maybe they just want to get out and just go. And so you know what that day when you take them, it's going to take a little bit longer.
Yep.
And when they look on the shelf and they see there's 42 kinds of jellies, they're going to not even know what kind, which I think is way crazy anyway.
Only in America, right?
You know, too many choices.
Yep.
Too
or
many
a pet choices. Store. You know, animal therapy is incredible. It's incredible.
Well, what were you involved with animals this week?
So yesterday we did a... Pause for the holidays. So it was pause as in let's stop, let's take a breath, and pause as in cat or dog pause. And we were out at Pasadena Community Church. They did a wonderful job hosting us yesterday. Stephanie Edwards. She put this together. She loves the SPCA and she loves our seniors. And so we had the SPCA bring out a dozen kittens and one dog and three bunny rabbits.
Aww.
And we had them out there. Everybody was adoptable, and we did adopt out a kitten yesterday. But it was just about taking a break, a little bit of pet furry therapy, and loving on the pets. And Dr. Kate McCarty was our speaker yesterday.
She's awesome.
And Kate talked about... you know, somebody will say, oh, don't give my mother another cat. Don't give her that responsibility. But there's something about, for caregivers and for those they're taking care of, those simple pets, like a cat, give that unconditional love. That's
right.
Somebody who you've been gone all day. They're not going to ask you a question. All they're going to do is come up and rub next to your leg and give you a little love.
Yeah.
You scoop them some food, and then they're going to sit down on your lap, and they're going to lower your blood pressure, and they're just going to make you feel good. So it was a pretty awesome event.
That's really wonderful. Well, right now we're ready to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know how it goes. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Are you looking for passionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on, and they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yep, you know what I say, caregivers, when somebody asks if they can help, you say thank you very much. And we talked about this at St. Catherine's the other day, and one of the women that came emailed me the day after, and she said, I went home and I made my list.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that made me very happy. We were just saying a couple of weeks ago, we were at a support group, and one of the women in the support group said to us, my neighbor came over and offered to mow my lawn and edge it. And we just all looked at her, and she took pause for a little bit, and she said, I said yes. You know, we all clapped, but I told him he didn't have to clean up the edging. We're like, no. But the whole,
halfway there.
Celebrated. Yep. It was the first time she said yes.
It's so hard.
It is so hard.
It is.
It is so hard. And you know my story, too. You know, after my mom passed away, I met a friend in the supermarket. She said, how you doing, Linda? I said, I'm doing okay. She said, oh, I'm sick of hearing that from you. She said, when you took care of your mother, you stole my joy. I said, what? She said, I could see you swimming in quicksand, and every time I asked to help you, you said, no, I'm okay. So don't steal somebody's joy. People are asking to help you because they want to help you. So, Becky, where were you this morning?
I was out at the American Legion Post 273 in Madeira Beach, and we had about 50, 55 volunteers out there, and we were packing boxes for our troops.
I love that.
It was so cool. We packed 437 boxes. There was actually a veteran there with us who was a recipient of one of those boxes a couple years back. They've been doing this for 11 years in Madeira
Beach. Oh, I love it.
So it was awesome.
What goes in it?
There was everything. So one school had donated. The kids had all brought in their Halloween candy. They brought 55 pounds of Halloween candy.
Wow.
And we took it and put it into little Ziploc bags. People had donated chips and snacks and your little...
Jerky and that kind of stuff, right?
Yes, and even like your little toiletries you get when you go on a trip.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You go stay
hand
at a
cream,
hotel.
Hand sanitizer.
Bring all that stuff back. The American Legion collects those things and they put them in little Ziploc bags and they were sending hand sanitizer and
Because you know what? Some of those boys get nothing.
Exactly. They even had boxes of socks and t-shirts. And that one veteran that was there, he was like, oh my gosh, what we would do for a new pair of socks.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So it was so much fun.
But did they have to be a certain kind?
It didn't matter. There was all kinds of assortments. And he said, what happens is when a box comes in and you get it, we start swapping back and forth and say,
do you like this?
I like that. Yeah. One guy had recently gotten transferred in and his bags hadn't made it, so he had no clothes yet. So they were all giving him all the socks and t-shirts.
Oh, how nice. Cool.
Yeah, so that was a fun morning.
You're a good girl.
You know, that reminds me of a Christmas story. This was more than a few years back. I went to New York, to Greenwich Village, to see my dad and my family for Christmas. And that Christmas, my stepmother gave us food. So she gave us containers of sauce and meatballs and spaghetti pie and quiches and all this stuff frozen. So I'm coming back to Florida with a big suitcase full of food, the best food from Heidi.
Gosh.
And I'm going to the airport, and as I'm going, it's snowing. And I get to the airport, and my flight's canceled, and the next flight's canceled, and everything is canceled. And none of the concession places are open. And people are cranky, and children are crying, and this one last plane comes in. I remember was just seeing it in the dark. And it's snowing, and this plane comes in, and when it lands, it's filled with all young men from Afghanistan. And they come in, and the kids are excited to see them. And all of a sudden, I conspire with an airport employee, and we take all the food out of the suitcase and put it in microwaves, and we had a feast.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh,
we had a feast. And everybody just changed the whole, whole realm of everything. Well, I think it was, maybe this was about 8 months ago. One day I get this email, and this guy says to me, I don't know if you remember me, but I remember you. He said, I came to Florida to visit my grandma, and I was going to take her out to lunch. And grandma said, I want to listen to my caregiver show first. He said, and I started listening, and I knew your voice, but I never knew what your name was. And then I Googled you, and I saw your face, and I knew it was you. He said, I was one of those boys that you fed in the airport that night, and I want to say thank you very much. I got goosebumps just talking about it.
That's awesome.
The chances of that happening. So, Becky, tell me about this new project that you're working on with Dr. Kate.
So we have, for the last 4 years, since Bernadette from
Bernadette the Bomb.
Oh my gosh, Bernadette's amazing. So she connected Dr. Kate and I, and we've been on a mission to improve engagement with those with memory. We created a program called It's All About Me, and ME stands for Memory Engagement.
Yay.
And what we do in
She's
memory
so
engagement
clever. She is.
We put together a kit, and it has all different components. So a handful of my caregivers, my home health aides and CNAs that work for us at Assisting Hands, we've empowered them with this bag, and it's a toolkit that goes out, and in it's a notebook.
Who doesn't want to have a tool? Who doesn't want to have tools?
Right, and it's fun stuff. It's almost all dollar store stuff. And there's everything in there from Jenga blocks to a balloon to a beach ball to markers and crayons, or not crayons, but markers and colored pencils and paints and little wooden shapes and all kinds of fun stuff. And what we want to get to is we want to touch upon the cognitive. We want to touch upon the physical, the musical, the purposeful. So we have little note cards in there that they can write note cards off to family members. We put in there little coin wrappers. So everybody has a piggy bank in their house, that jar of coin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's sit there. Let's dump that jar of coins out on the table and let's start sorting out the pennies and the nickels and the dimes and the quarters. And all of a sudden, they have purpose because we're filling up those coins and we're going to take them to the bank and cash them in. So just a fun
I don't know if you remember that one caregiver, she came to me for a suggestion. And her mother used to be a seamstress. So we gave her a big jar filled with all buttons. And then we gave her little containers. And she sits at the kitchen table and she sorts the buttons. And sometimes it's by size and sometimes it's by color. But every now and then she picks up that one button and she's like, just like on the dress I made you when you were in second grade. And then they have a conversation.
Yep.
Incredible.
Isn't that awesome?
Simple.
And then you dump them back, and the poor lady has to start over.
But she loves it. But she loves it. It keeps her busy for an hour.
Don't try that on me.
I will do that to you, I promise.
But it reminds me of a client that Kate and I had. His name was Don, and Don had been a handyman. And Don was late stages dementia. He couldn't walk without assistance anymore. He needed somebody to help transfer him. He needed somebody to bring him his food. He needed somebody to help him in the bathroom. But Don could still play with tools. And so we got him a little pencil pouch of nuts and bolts and washers. And Don would take those and he'd dump them out on the table and he would sit there and match things up.
Very cool.
And then he'd take them apart and he'd sort them out. And at the end of the time, we'd have Don put everything back in the bag and he would zip it up and he'd sit it on the table and he'd say, done. Now, this is a man who never spoke, but he knew that he was done and he could express
that. I love that.
It was beautiful.
Because you know what? Everybody wants some kind of purpose or whatever. Not just the people that we're caring for, the caregivers too. So this was a few years back. A caregiver came to one of my support groups. She was coming for a while, and her mom passed away, but she continued to come. And she said to me, Linda, ever since my mom passed away, my dad just sits in the chair. She said, I don't know what to do. She said, I took him to the doctor. The doctor gave him an antidepressant, but I think he's going to die in the chair, Linda. Him and my mother did everything together, always. He doesn't know what the heck to do. So I said, tell me about something. What kind of hobbies did he have when he was younger? What did he do? She said, he used to build these big model ships. And I said, could he still do that? He said, no, it's like a little bit too much for him with his hands and everything. I said, do you want to try an experiment? She said, yeah. I said, go to Michael's Craft Store. They have these wooden cars. They're like 8 pieces, like a kid would put together. Mm-hmm. I said, buy a dozen of them and bring them home to Dad and tell Dad that the kids in the nursery school really need these cars. Dad, do you think by any chance you could paint them and put them together for the kids? Well, I spoke to her a few months later. He was on his 42nd dozen. And he was going to schools and bringing them to kids. And he was doing it, you know, into daycare places and everything. And he was doing boats and he was doing cars. And the best thing is, she says to me, I said, must be, it'll get a little expensive, though. You got to buy all that stuff and do everything. She goes, the money it cost me for the supplies, Linda, is cheaper than when I was paying for the antidepressant. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so a lot purpose. Of fun. We got to find those fun moments. And it takes a little sleuthing. You got to be a detective. But that's what we try to do. We try to get in and ask him, you know, what was their most memorable thing from their childhood? What's the earliest memory you have?
And well, they say the earliest memory is there's something that goes with that, isn't it? Like, if your first memory is food, then food is a comfort for you or something. If your first memory is music,
then
music.
If it's visual.
Okay,
correct.
Yeah, explain that to me.
So we talk about that. So if the first memory is Christmas lights, I remember Christmas lights. When I was a little girl, the Christmas lights on the outside of the house. Then I'm a visual person. So you're going to hit me with visual things. If my first memory is music, I have a client that she told me that when she was 3 years old, she remembers her dad walking in her room and walking up to her crib and saying, Jane, we're going to learn to sing today. And he taught her a song. So hers is music,
wow.
That memory of her daddy. And I asked her the other day, I said, will you sing that song to me? And she did. She belted it out and she knew every single word.
Wow.
And she hit every note.
Oh, I love that.
I don't know what mine is, do you?
I think probably food.
Mine is, my first is chocolate pudding. My mother cooking chocolate pudding, walking in the side door of the house. So I'm like 3.
So is it the smell or the taste?
It's the smell.
It's the smell. So you're somebody that it's all about scents.
What is my house like?
Very scent.
I'm a scent. Yeah, like the candles. I like the smell. Yeah. I like the. You know.
It's
interesting.
And a lot of these folks, you know, because of their age, even my own dad, you know, they didn't have a TV till they were 10, 12, 15. So audio really strikes them. You know. And we were so much more homogenous back then. Everybody knows Frank Sinatra. And everyone knows Dean Martin. You know, I always wonder what they're going to be playing when we're older. You know, it'll be such a mash of country and rap. And who knows?
Exactly. The Rolling Stones.
Well, I think we're going to have to let our people know what kind of music we like.
You're going to have to because it's going to be very different.
It's so varied.
Which is very interesting. And sorry, so there's taste, there's sound, there's
yeah, it's your five
smell?
Senses.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's your five senses. The other thing I always like to ask people is what they like to touch. Like what feels good on your skin? What's your favorite sweater to put on? You know, is it wool? Is it silk? Is it
a brand new sweatshirt?
She wants a new sweatshirt.
I want a new
all
sweatshirt. It's got that soft inside. Before you wash it, that's what I want.
Yesterday, we had St. Anthony's Memory Disorder Center was there with us at the event,
and
Kim Saveri was there, and she had brought from St. Paul's Church down in downtown St. Pete their women's group, the Veronica Guild, had put together these muffs and arm sleeves, and they were beautiful. They were all knitted, and they had little baubles on them. And we had a comfort cafe where we were helping assist people who their loved one wanted to go listen to Dr. Kate speak. So we had some seniors in there, and I took one of those muffs in, and I sat it in front of this lady. I sat two of them in front of her, and I said, take a look at these. Which do you think's prettier? And she picked this one that had the most bright, beautiful colors on it. And we put it on her lap, and she started stroking it and touching it. I said, do you like that? She said, oh, yes. How much is it? Aww. And I said, it's free. It's for you. It's a gift. It's my gift for you today. And she started laughing and giggling and smiling. Aww. And it was so amazing.
And those are great things, because Marianne Fisher from Arden Courts in Palm Harbor was on the show a couple months ago, and she brought some of those.
Yes.
She has those for her residents, and the church that she attends, the ladies there knit them.
Yes.
Because they're tired of knitting all the math bands in it, so they have something new.
Right.
And she actually sent a couple of those to one of my listeners in Maine.
Right.
And another one in Pennsylvania that have requested them.
Right. So if you've got somebody who's a picker, we call them a picker, and they're somebody that's got scabs or dry skin on their arm, and they have a tendency to just pick at their skin, and then they're starting to get sores and wounds, well, you get one of these sleeves, and you just put it on their arm, and all of a sudden, their attention is diverted, and it's away from
the wound. Button
and let's play with the string. Let's pull it apart. And that's what this lady was doing, was taking the yarn and she was pulling at it and looking at it and touching it and stroking it. It was pretty amazing.
I also find that in this age group, again, the world is so much smaller now than it used to be. People lived solitary lifestyles back then. And a deck of cards, I don't see it very much anymore, but certainly even when I was a kid, everyone played cards.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who lived on farms where I grew up played solitaire.
That's your
husband.
And
it's amazing how many people, solitaire sticks in their head. You give them a deck of cards, and they will play solitaire because they're used to being by themselves without a TV, maybe a radio, but that was life back then.
I cheated solitaire. I
got fed up. And that's okay. But we'll even play games like you can play as complex as poker and as simple as war. Or go fish, or let's sort the cards. Will you help me? I need to sort these cards out and put all the black ones in this stack and all the red ones in this stack. Will you do that for me?
And cards are good for everybody. You don't have to be impaired.
Nope.
You know, a family card game. Rick and Corey was on last week, and his mother likes to play a lot of rummy. They play a lot of rummy.
Yeah.
Different family. He goes, so we decided to make it a twist. Like, if you get aces, you got to dance. And if you get, you know, two aces, you got to sing. He goes, and if you got to sing and dance, you know, but it would just... added a little because, you know, maybe they don't want to play rummy every single night.
Or my Latin residents love dominoes, you know.
Yeah.
Something
that
I didn't grow up with, but they certainly love it, you know.
Yeah. All right, it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be back in a little bit.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It means time to get your paper and pen because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you.
I do.
Right, Lynn?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On November 25th, which is your birthday, Lenny Lou.
Oh, yes. Wow. And I will be on Fox News that day.
Yes, you will.
Yes.
And I will be there cheering you
39.
On.
39.
Yes,
that's a big year.
Yeah.
39?
Yeah. She's seen that about 39 times. Anyway, on November 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. in Clearwater is Caregiver Appreciation Night. This is a free event for patients, family representatives, community leaders, and business professionals to come together as one show appreciation to our caregivers.
Caregivers.
Or if you got a car. RSVP to 727-492-3233. And then on November 26th at Countryside Mall at 10 a.m. in the Countryside Walk is the Countryside Walking Club and Memory Cafe. If you are living with dementia, please join Dr. Kate and the Dunedin Memory Cafe folks for a great walk, good engagement, and fun. Meet at the P.F. Chang's entrance at 10 a.m. If you do not want to walk, join them to purchase your lunch at P.F. Chang's at 11:15 a.m. For more information, please call 727-492-3050.
I put that on my calendar this morning. I think I wanted to check that out.
Yes?
Yep.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Then on Wednesday, December 11th, from 6 to 8 p.m., Seasons Hospice and Palliative Care is having an open house at their new hospice inpatient center in Dunedin. Refreshments and hors d'oeuvres will be served. RSVP to Tammy Fisher at tafisher@seasons.org.
That is so exciting. Seasons Hospice has come a long way in such a short period of time. I feel bad I'll be in New York. I'm going to miss that. I'm on the board of Seasons Hospice, and they're just the bomb.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Their music therapy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, just unbelievable. So they'll be on the show December 7th talking about some of the new things they got going on, and it's just... just delights me.
Now, Becky's going to talk about the Silver Santa Party this week.
Yeah, so we're really excited at Assisting Hands Home Care. We're going to host our annual Silver Santa's Party. This is a charitable event to support Better Living for Seniors and the Area Agency on Aging. And we are helping needy seniors who don't have anything to buy those simple things. So most of these individuals are people on Medicaid.
Right.
And they're living in assisted living or in subsidized housing. And they basically, everything goes to their room and board. When they live in one of these assisted livings,
right,
they get $54 a month.
Right.
And that's to cover for their shampoo and their deodorant and new socks and underwear.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
A new sweater. And so what we do is once a year we gather names, and we've got about 1,200 seniors that we're supporting this year in Pinellas County. And if you come to my office, we're at 6251 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, and we're going to have a little party on Wednesday. This week on the 20th from 4 to 6 p.m., we've got tags on our tree. You can pick a tag off or just
so
bring
some
shampoo.
So explain to them
shampoo.
What the tag is. Explain to our listeners what
so
the tag is.
The tag will have one particular senior, and it'll have his or her wishes. So there's Jane, who asked for large pajamas, and she needs some socks, and she asked for some cat treats and some candy. And she's a diabetic, so make sure it's sugar-free. And we have dozens of tags like that on our tree of just people asking for really simple needs.
Yeah, really simple.
If you can't get by to see us, go to blspinellas.org. Click on the Silver Santa link, and you can click on pick a tag for a senior, and there are a number of tree sites around.
Yeah, they've come a long way since from when this first started to now.
I know,
it
started with a couple hundred
yeah.
to now we're over 1,000 seniors that we're making a difference in their lives this Christmas.
That makes such a difference. Yeah. Just that little thing, you know, I just want a little yeah. lap blanket, or I just want mm-hmm. some treats for my cat.
The tag that my kids picked, the guy wanted a Snoopy t-shirt, size large, and anything Snoopy themed. And
oh,
they're like, oh, Mom,
that's
can
fun.
We do this one? And I said, absolutely, let's get it. And they got the cutest little Snoopy doghouse for him that spins around and plays songs and has messages on it.
You know what? That's a great idea. You know, people, think about bringing your kids to pick a tag.
Uh-huh.
And showing your kids what it's like and something that they can,
Excellent.
Do that. Go to Becky's office and bring one of your kids. I'll bring one of my grandchildren and say, pick a tag. Let's go do something for somebody else.
That's right. You have until December.
Don't realize.
We're doing this up until December 6th. So go to blspinellas.org and find a tree site and go pick a tag.
All righty. Okay. Becky, what's the last thing you want to tell our listeners today?
You know, it just if you need some help, we're here. We're resources in the community. Feel free to reach out to me. It's assistinghands.com/Pinellas. Ask for Becky, and I'm more than happy to help. Or our phone number is 727-748-4211.
Which, of course, all this info, too, is on my website, Linda Burhans. Doc, what's your last words?
Well, first, I have to say hello to my daughter, Natalia, which I almost forgot. She's listening. She would kill me.
Hi, Natalia.
You better be reading your Nowhere Boy book and not watching YouTube all for the show. I'm at Arden Courts of Largo, Seminole, Tampa. If your loved one's getting to the point where you think they need memory care, usually it means there's safety issues or they're bowel and bladder incontinent or you simply can't get out of bed in the morning because you're so stressed and you cry a half an hour every day, come visit one of these facilities and see, take a look.
You know, just come for one of their seminars
yep.
or something. Just take a tour. You know, you might not be ready today.
Nope.
But once you go and you find out, then you know what's out there. If you don't know what's out there,
yes.
it just makes it so much more scarier.
You know there's hope and that there's a solution and you have options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because people don't realize that until they get out there.
Yes.
And any kind of resources you need, if you can't find it, you contact me. If I don't have it, I will definitely find it. There's no doubt about it. And speaking of that, if you have somebody, if there's a caregiver out there that's part of the same generation, you're taking care of your parents and your children, and you might be interested in doing an interview with me, please email me at lindaburhans@AOL or just through the website because I'd like to chat with you. Thanks for tuning in this week. You know how much I appreciate our caregivers. I know that you don't have a lot of extra time just to be sitting around listening to us yak, but you can play it back and forth again and again.
As pleasurable as it is.
As it is. I tell my grandchildren they'll hear my voice for the rest of their lives. So like us on Connecting Caregivers Radio on Facebook and also on YouTube. Please subscribe to our channels. We look forward to spending time with you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Eyes and think of me, and soon I will be.